Today on Question Period, it's the home stretch. And with advanced polls open, a long weekend of opportunity for the parties to get their message and their vote out. In week 10 of the campaign, trade wars.
It is going to be the new gold standard for global trade agreements.
Dueling over the TPP deal. Will it mean job gains or job losses for Canada?
It's time to stop selling out Canadian families and Canadian jobs.
And the culture wars clashing over the NECAB.
I believe the Quebec government has been handling this controversial issue in a very responsible manner, and we will do exactly the same thing.
Should public servants be forbidden from wearing face veils?
He is stirring up the politics of fear and division in a way that, quite frankly, is unworthy of the office he holds.
Controversial issues making headlines, but are they influencing voters? As Canadians go to the polls, we sit down with two contenders in the race to lead the country. Joining me, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Mr. Trudeau, if you win the election, it looks like there's a good chance you will. How soon would you bring in a budget to kickstart a slow-growing economy?
Well, we're working very hard, obviously, right up until October 19th. But as we announced, our very first bill would be to lower taxes for the middle class and offset that by raising them for the wealthiest 1%. We then get around to a budget as quickly as is responsible so we can start bringing in the kind of more generous Canada Child benefit that will put more money in the pockets of Canadians who really need the support.
Well, you're also promising major infrastructure spending. Will you be meeting the provinces first before you bring in that budget? Because a big part of your program is to spend money on infrastructure to get people working.
We've actually got a commitment to sit down and meet with the provinces to talk about climate change, to talk about the conference that we'll attend together in Paris on climate change. There are a number of issues from pensions to infrastructure that I've committed to sitting down forthwith with the provinces if I earn Canadians' trust to be Prime Minister. And that's what we're going to work out all together.
Now, you mentioned climate change here. The most important relationship we have is with the United States. Would you be reaching out to President Obama if you win to try to get talks going on a North American climate change strategy?
I've said for a long time now that Mr. Harper has soured the relationship with the United States, and it's one of the most important relationships we have. The relationship between a prime minister and a president needs to run smoothly. Mr. Obama has talked at length about how important addressing environmental concerns and climate change is. I believe in engaging in a continental strategy and working with the president. And if I work hard and win on October 19th, we'll be turning to fixing that broken relationship.
And what about the issue of the Trans-Pacific Partnership? I know you're not opposed to it. You want to see the details, but it may be in some trouble in the United States with Hillary Clinton and some of the Republicans. Is this an issue that you need to reach out to the president with to see if this deal can be put in place before Americans actually go to the polls?
Well, I think the Canadians know that trade is good for creating jobs, for creating economic opportunities for our businesses, creating economic growth, and that's where we understand it's important. But it's also important for economies throughout the world to be engaged in trade deals like this. This is what we're going to look at, and of course we will work with all of our trading partners as a country to ensure that things move forward in the right way.
Now, sources are telling me that your party have opened talks with the Democrats in the Obama administration about your decision, if you elected, to pull out of the air war. I'm being told, and you can tell me if that is correct, that Obama wouldn't be so upset about that, providing Canada beefed up the training of Iraqi troops.
Your sources are better than mine, apparently. So
well,
I don't know
they're in your campaign,
what that is. But I also know that what No, that's definitely not happening. The issue is that we know that the Americans and all coalition partners expect Canada to play a strong role in the fight against ISIS, and that's exactly what I agree with. I just know there are many different ways of doing it, and I disagree with Mr. Harper's engagement in a combat mission, engagement in a bombing mission. I think we can definitely do a lot in terms of supporting on humanitarian, supporting on refugee, but also taking an active training role far from enemy lines and the front lines.
One of the things we saw in the election campaign when TPP was announced, that the Prime Minister suddenly came up with $4 billion for dairy farmers, money that was apparently in the budget but none of us ever saw because the budget documents no longer reflect what is actually going on. So much stuff is hidden, and they also don't reflect what's in the spending estimates. If you are elected, will you commit to the Canadians that the books will be open, that Parliament can know how the government is spending money?
Absolutely. We've made very strong commitments about openness and transparency, not just directly to Canadians, but allowing parliamentarians whose primary job is to